business.
Epic versus Apple. Storing up trouble. Let the courtroom battle commence.
Fittingly, the legal death match is happening online. On September 28th, the court in California heard arguments via video call in a case that pits Apple against Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite, a hit video game. At issue is whether the tight control Apple exerts over the software that can run on its smartphones amounts to a monopolistic abuse of power. The verdict, when it comes, may determine what other digital marketplaces can and cannot do. Apple's software practices have seen challenges before, but Epic's is the most brazen. In August, Epic offered Fortnite players 20% off in-game purchases on iPhones if they paid Epic directly, not via Apple's App Store, which takes a 30% cut on most transactions made in apps. This violated App Store terms. Fortnite was booted from the platform. Expecting this, Epic responded with the lawsuit and a cheeky PR campaign. The hearing concerned the narrow question of whether Epic could force Apple to return Fortnite to the App Store while the case proceeds. But it offered a preview of both sides' arguments. Epic contends that Apple's walled garden, in which iPhone software can be downloaded only via the App Store, stifles competition. In 2018, Epic launched a PC game store, charging a 12% commission. Steam, the dominant store, then dropped its cut from 30% to 20% for top-selling games. Tim Sweeney, Epic's feisty boss, argues that Apple prevents something similar on iPhones. Apple retorts that those who dislike its rules have plenty of alternatives. Fortnite is available on desktop PCs, games consoles, and smartphones that run on Android, a rival operating system made by Google. In a statement, Apple accused Epic of forcing its hand and putting customers in the middle of their fight. It has countersued Epic for breaching its App Store contract. Mark Patterson of Fordham University sees parallels with Microsoft's run-in with TrustBusters in 2001. The software giant's bundling of a web browser with its Windows operating system was eventually found to be anti-competitive. Apple exerts more power over iPhones than Microsoft did over Windows PCs, Mr. Patterson says, but its market share in smartphones is smaller than Microsoft's was in desktops.